Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Raj Punjabi, head of identity content at HuffPost.
And I'm Noah Michelson, head of HuffPost Personal.
Welcome to Am I Doing It Wrong, the show that explores the all-too-human anxieties we have about trying to get our lives right. All right, Noah, I have yet another super personal question. Are you doing your dishes wrong?
So I think I definitely am because, and people are probably going to hate me for this, but I have a dishwasher. I haven't had one for 20 years and I finally have one and I don't really use it.
Yeah, we hate you collectively for this.
But Benji uses it, but I like to wash my dishes by hand. I find it really meditative. I put on Wheel of Fortune and I just go to town.
I love it.
But I don't know that I'm doing it right. And also I would say that a lot of people who've emailed us also don't know if they're doing it right. So I think this is a question people have.
Yeah.
What about you?
Out of pure distress, because I don't have a dishwasher, I hand wash a lot. And I'm definitely not doing it right. It's always a hot, sudsy mess when I'm washing dishes. And it feels like maybe things are not getting as clean as they possibly could. So, thankfully, today we've got with us Carolyn Forte, Executive Director of the Good Housekeeping Institute's Home Care and Cleaning Lab.
Clean it up, Carolyn.
Let's go.
Carolyn, thank you so much for being here. We're so excited to do this episode.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Before we start, I would just love to hear, you've been at Good Housekeeping for something like 4 decades. How did you get your start in cleaning?
Well, I always loved the science of product, working with products and testing products. And I also always loved writing. Mm. So that's kind of where my passions were in college. When I went to college, it was home economics. Now it's family and consumer science. But I always knew that I wanted to go into business, somehow work in consumer products and have an outlet to be able to write for the people buying these products and give them, you know, the information and the things that they needed to know to make some smart decisions. So Good Housekeeping was always top of my list in terms of where I wanted to go. Didn't start there first, but wound up there very early on in my career. Started in the textiles world, so which got me into fabrics and even laundry and care and all of that. And then made a switch to the home appliances and cleaning products world, which I just loved. I love the people. I love the industries. I loved the science behind products that, you know, consumers don't really think anything about. They don't think much about it, but there's so much science behind each and every one of these cleaning products.
Yeah.
That's what really intrigued me and kind of made me passionate about it. And this is where I am.
And this is why we wanted you, because you've seen everything.
Yeah.
And we got so many emails from people asking about washing their dishes. And we were saying before we started that this is actually a really emotional topic, which you wouldn't think.
It is.
But, you know, people get into fights about doing their dishes. People have such strong opinions about it.
And, you know, it's very relationship driven almost. Yeah. I mean, it really impacts people's relationships. If you're the type of person that, you know, wants to control the dishwasher and how it's loaded and your partner isn't that fastidious, you know, that can be a real bone of contention between couples and or partners or whoever, even parents and kids. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, you know, it can be anybody in the family. People are very passionate about it, you know, so it's a little bit kind of verging on the therapy kind. Yeah.
I mean, dishwashing is about more than dishwashing.
It's about more than dishes.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll probably get into that. I'll probably end up throwing Benji under the bus. I always do at some point. But I love you, Benji. But let's start with dishwashers.
Okay.
Because we got so many questions for people about dishwashers. So here is one of the most contentious. Let's just get right into it. Do we pre-rinse or do we not pre-rinse?
Okay. That's the $64,000 question for sure.
To pre or not to pre.
Right. And the answer to that is, with today's dishwashers, which are so good and so effective, you really don't need to pre-rinse. If you're going to wash the dishes right away.
Okay.
So that's really the key factor that you need to keep in mind. If you are running a load, you're going to run a cycle right away. All you need to do is really just wipe the dishes off. I mean, you want to get excess food off. It's not a garbage disposal. It's right. A dishwasher.
Yes.
So you want to get excess food off. And keep in mind, too, that, you know, the more you wipe off, the cleaner your filter in your dishwasher will stay. Mm-hmm. I mean, all that stuff has to go somewhere.
Right.
So, but pre-rinsing at the sink under a running faucet uses extra and excess water, too much water that you really don't need to use. So my recommendation is to wipe the dishes off with a napkin or a scraper or whatever and put them right in.
Okay.
Now, the exception is if you aren't running a cycle right away. So let's say you just have a few dishes where you're going to accumulate enough to do a full load. Then you should either give them a quick rinse under the sink or under the faucet, or many dishwashers have a rinse-only cycle. So that uses just about a gallon of water. So what that does is that keeps the food from drying on. It removes excess. It keeps it from drying on, making it, which makes it harder to remove.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps odors down in the dishwasher because, you know, if you close the door, it can start to smell in there if there's food bits in there. So you want to keep that to a minimum. You know, for running a load right away, after dinner, you're going to do it. No need to pre-rinse.
So I'm such a product of, like, the TV commercials I've seen now. And I feel like I've seen commercials where they say dishwashers actually work better if you don't pre-rinse. Do you have thoughts on that? Is there some kind of something to do with the science of why the food being on there helps it work better?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that.
Okay.
Most of today's dishwasher detergents have enzymes in them. So the theory is that the enzymes need to work on something, you know, in order to clean, which is true.
Right.
But dishwashers also have sensors in them. So your dishwasher has a sensor that tells it how dirty the load is, because it's a turbidity sensor and it measures the amount of soil that's in the wash water. So if it senses a lot of soil, it's going to add more water, it's going to up the temperature, it's going to make accommodations for that. If it senses less soil, it's going to reduce some of that. So you don't want to fool your dishwasher. You want it to do a good cleaning job. So some food will help the dishwasher work better and the detergent work
better. The dishwasher is smart.
So smart.
Very smart.
Smarter than us.
Girly, I know. Okay. This one comes from someone who has a lot of cheap martini glasses in her home.
Okay.
What do you not put in the dishwasher? What's not a good idea?
Good question.
Yes. Well, stemware is big, you know, for everyone today. And dishwashers can really accommodate stemware today.
Okay. Mm.
So, you know, that when it comes to stemware, it's pretty much of a loading thing. So you'll see a lot of dishwashers with top racks or even bottom racks that have stemware holders in them. So for things like glassware, which is dishwasher safe to begin with, you want to make sure that you load it properly. Because
after a couple of martinis, it's hard to really like.
Is when the glasses clink against each other and there's some breakage. But for things that are just not safe to put in the dishwasher, I mean, we caution against, you shouldn't put cast iron in.
Yeah, of course.
You shouldn't put wooden things in, wooden spoons, wooden cutting boards should stay out of the dishwasher.
And, okay, so this is one of the things, hi, Benji, that we have fought about because I was raised that way. Don't put wood in.
Yeah.
He hadn't heard that. What is it about putting wood in the dishwasher? It's just that the water will make it crack at some point?
Yes. I mean, and there are, you know, there are bamboo cutting boards out there today that claim to be dishwasher safe. But they too can be damaged from the heat and the water. I mean, you know, no matter where you are in your house, whether it's your wood floors or your wood furniture, mixing wood and water isn't a great idea.
Yeah.
So if you want to prolong your items, you shouldn't put them in. Nonstick cookware is another thing that you can today. Many, many types of cookware say it's dishwasher safe, and it is. But just keep in mind that the more you put it in there, you know, the faster the finish could wear off. So if you want to preserve it, don't put it in. And one thing that I don't think people realize is that you shouldn't put like glass jars, jelly jars with labels on them. If there's a label on it, you should take the label off before you put it in the dishwasher. I don't think a lot of people remember that. They'll just put it in. They want to reuse the glass jar or price stickers on things. Those should come off because those can come off in the dishwasher and then wind up in your filter. Just think about what you're putting in.
What about knives?
Knives is another one. You know, regular everyday cutlery that you use as part of your flatware set is fine.
Right.
But if you've got really nice chef's knives or carving knives or things, I would recommend washing those by hand for your knife and for some dishwashers have special sections for that.
Mm.
So they keep them isolated from other things. But you don't want to nick your dishwasher. You don't want to damage the knife. So that would be a hand wash thing for me.
That makes sense. What about loading silverware? This is another one that I think people have such huge feelings
about. Up?
Up, down. Yes. What are your thoughts?
People have different opinions on this. And now this has changed a little bit too. Because years ago, you'd just have a basket in the bottom rack with all the different sections. And that's really where most of the confusion came. Up, down, whatever. A lot of dishwashers today have that top tier.
Yes.
So that's a flat rack that you can put your flatware in just one at a time and line them up. Not as important if you put your flatware up there, how you put it in.
Right.
Because they're all just laying down and they're all going to get clean. But if you do have a basket or a caddy in the bottom rack, we recommend that you put the knives point down, the blade down.
Mm-hmm.
Spoons should go alternate up and down because you don't want two spoons to nest. If two spoons nest each other, then one's not going to get clean.
They're spooning. Literally spooning.
You don't want them spooning.
Okay.
In the dishwasher.
Better than forking.
And the forks we recommend with the tines up.
Okay.
For best cleaning. Now, keep in mind, you know, that people have different opinions about this for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to grab the fork by the tines when you take it out because, you know, obviously your hands are not sanitized.
Right.
So grab them by the handles. A lot of dishwashers today have baskets that have the grids on top.
Right.
The little holes. So that helps keep things apart as well. But you can lift those up. Or if you put them in, you know, in bunches, just make sure you put knives down, spoons up and down, and forks up. That's what we recommend.
Okay. I've also heard people like to do it by all the forks here, all the spoons here, all the knives here, because that way when you're putting it back in your drawer, you can just sort of grab them. They're all together.
Right. That's a personal thing.
Yeah. I don't do that. I
don't do that.
I make it hard on myself.
I don't do that. I don't even, my husband does it in the top tray.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's got them all lined up, you know, all the knives over here, all the forks over there. That fastidious I don't get.
I admire that.
Yeah. No, for sure.
I just put them in. But that's more for convenience, for sure.
All right, we're going to get into this grievance more later, but I don't have a dishwasher in my home. So when I get access to one, I load it up like a mad person. Like, I don't really know how to load a dishwasher. Yeah. So what loading mistakes do you see? I'm probably doing all of them.
Right.
Well, I think the biggest thing to think about when you're loading the dishwasher is if the water's not going to hit it, it's not going to get clean.
Okay.
So you just have to make sure that, you know, the water has access to everything in there. If you've got bowls on top of each other, not good. You know, if you've got things nesting on top of each other, not good. So, you know, use the racks. Most dishwashers today have flexible tines that bend up and down or fold up and down so you can put bowls down or you can put them up if you've got small bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Cup shelves that fold up or down to double tier, give you double tier in the top rack, to expand and give you more flexibility when it comes to loading. So just think about, you know, is the water going to hit this?
Yeah,
and if it is, then you're good.
Okay.
Glasses should go not over the tines in the top rack, but against them.
Oh, I did not.
Oh.
Yes. Don't put them over. So don't put a glass over, let's say, two tines.
Right.
If you feel like it stands upright, but it could damage the glass depending on, you know, how tight the fit is. It could leave water spots. So most, if you look at the dishwasher loading recommendations that most manufacturers provide, they go against the tines. And they're usually at an angle. So that way the water runs off. You know, sometimes you have a cup that has a little base on it and you end up with puddling in there, you know. If it's a shallow base, usually that's not a problem. Some, you know, depends on what the item is. Sometimes it's a pretty hefty base and you get a puddle of water. So if you think that's happening, make sure you unload the bottom rack first. So that way when you pull the top rack out, the water doesn't go down all over everything.
This is one of those episodes, Raj, where I'm doing everything wrong.
No,
I'm finding it out. I've always put the glasses on the tines.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
No, this is why when I go to my parents' house and I like try to help and load their dishwasher, my mom just does it all over again when I
leave. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, just leave my kitchen.
She's got her way.
Yeah.
The other thing I've heard too, I guess a lot of people, I don't think about where the water's coming from. So it's coming from the bottom middle of the dishwasher?
Well, usually there's three spray arms. There's at least two, but most dishwashers today have three. So there's one at the bottom, the very bottom, underneath the lower rack. There's one in the middle, which takes care of the top rack. And then there's usually one at the top, which comes down.
Got it.
So,
blowing my mind.
I know.
And now we're seeing dishwashers that have specialized jets, like specialized bottle jets. So you get extra spray in the top rack if you put water bottles and coffee mugs and, you know, like the thermal carafes and those kinds of things in there, or extra jets under the flatware basket. So you get, you know, more spray and stronger spray for better cleaning in the flatware area.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Wait till I get rich and look at the kinds of shit that I buy. I cannot wait.
I can't wait for that.
It's a matter of time.
Yes. Okay, another contentious one.
Yeah.
What is the best detergent for our dishwashers? What do you think people should be? What have you seen that works really well?
I think, you know, there are a number of brands that work very well. Mm-hmm. You know, Cascade carries our Good Housekeeping seal, but there's a lot of good brands out there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot happening in the plant-based space around dishwashing. Dishwashing, automatic dishwashing detergents are probably one of the last to go green, if you will, because there's a lot that goes on in the dishwasher. You know, it's got to work in hot water. There's a lot of food particles. It's more food in the dishwasher than there is in the laundry.
Right.
You know, you think about all that heavy food, and it's got to be safe for your appliance. Mm-hmm. It's got to be safe for your dishes. Got to be low sudsing. You don't want suds in the dishwasher. If you get suds in the dishwasher, then you need more rinsing. So there's a lot of complicated chemistry. Phosphates in automatic dishwashing detergents were one of the last cleaning product categories to have phosphates removed because they handled hard water so well.
Mm.
The last thing you want your dishwasher is spots and filming. And they used to call phosphates like the magic pixie dust in dishwashing detergents because they take care of all those hard water minerals and wash them away. So they really couldn't. And until they got the chemistry right to be able to manufacture detergent without phosphates, like they did for laundry, we had to have phosphates in dishwashing detergents. So it wasn't as long ago that they were removed from automatic dish detergents as they were from laundry.
Why do we not want phosphates in our detergents?
Well, phosphates contribute to algae growth in waterways and streams. Oh. So while they're good, their environmental impact is not great.
Right.
So manufacturers were able to formulate laundry detergents back in the 90s without phosphates because they had ingredients that worked well, couldn't get there with automatic dish. So they were one of the last ones to remove the phosphates. And for a while there, I remember consumers were like, oh my God, what's the matter with my detergent? They didn't know. Consumers didn't know that it was the phosphates that were coming out and they were getting these horrible results. Do I need a new dishwasher? Do I need a new detergent? It used to work. Now it doesn't work. So we were answering a lot of questions and, you know, giving a lot of advice about what to do until the formulations caught up now. And now they're fine. You know, now they're fine. And that's why the green products have gotten better.
They have.
Yes, they have gotten better.
Because we had a question from actually the head of our life department, Kristen Aiken, who's been on the show. And she was saying she sees a lot of green products now for dishwashing detergents.
Yes.
But does that mean then the products that we're using that aren't green, are those safe for us to be eating off of?
Yes, they are. Because there's so much rinsing that goes on in the dishwasher.
Got it.
You know, so you're really not getting any residue. What happens is it doesn't feel like a washing machine, but you know, the water comes in, it washes, it filters it, it drains, it comes back in again. So there's multiple opportunities for rinsing that you don't really have. There's no residue that regular dishwasher detergents leave. The regular detergents are formulated with ingredients that, you know, help prevent etching, which can happen in the dishwasher to glassware, to provide better rinsing, to provide better drying even. Drying's a big issue with the dishwasher. So some of the plant-based or the greener formulas may not have all of those high-end or higher quality ingredients. Some are very good. So we've seen all ranges of them. We've seen some that work really well. We've seen some that don't work very well. So you really do need to trial and error and find one that works for you.
What about pods? When we did the laundry episode, he was saying pods are bad because you can't measure how much detergent you're putting in.
Right.
Often you're using too much. The pod is actually giving you more than you need.
Right.
So in my mind, I'm like, oh, is that the same for a dishwasher? Are those pods exactly the right amount for your
Those pods
dishes?
Are optimized. It's a little different for the dishwasher, personally, I think.
Okay.
You know, laundry is based on the size of your load.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and the water that the washing machine puts in is based on the size of your load. So the washing machine senses the load, puts in water for a small, medium, or large load.
Right.
The dishwasher, whether you put one plate in there or you put a whole load in there, you're getting the same amount of water in.
Right.
So you really want your detergent to be optimized for the amount of water that goes into that dishwasher.
I saw a TikTok hack that said if you run out of dishwashing detergent, you can use a few drops of Dawn dish soap and some baking soda in the dishwasher. I've also heard this is a really bad idea. Which one is it?
Bad, bad, bad.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Walk us through it.
Yeah. I mean, dishwashing liquid or soap, you know, is formulated totally differently. Like we chatted about before, you don't want suds in the dishwasher.
Right.
You've seen those pictures of the suds just pouring out of the dishwasher from somebody that we've actually tried that. I didn't put just a few drops, put a little bit more in the dishwasher, and we figured out a way to if that happens to you, cut the suds. Because what happens is, you know, that's a big mistake.
It's hard to get that under control. I've done that by accident.
Yeah, so too. I would just not run the load, go to the supermarket or go to Amazon and order and order a box of dishwasher detergent because it's better, or wash them by hand. You don't want to put that in the dishwasher.
Okay,
bad idea.
Now I'm intrigued. How do you cut the suds if that did happen?
What we found was that you kind of like do a drain and you sprinkle salt on the suds.
Oh.
And it breaks the suds, and then you do a rinse and drain again. I mean, you have to do it a few times to get it out of there. But so we tested that to see how that worked.
That's so cool.
To tell people, if by mistake this happens to you, here's how to fix it. And it does work. So the sprinkle, just go crazy with the salt, rinse it and drain it again until eventually you clear out all
the suds. That sounds like a really fun day to test that.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is sponsored by Storyworth.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, her stories always keep me entertained, and I love hearing about her life. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious moments and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come.
So here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Like, what is one of your favorite holiday memories? Or, if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out?
Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
Then, you're going to be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know, or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself.
You know, Raj, I can't wait to have my mom start her Storyworth journey. Having her stories and memories preserved forever is really an incredible gift. Not just for me and my brothers, but for my nephews, too.
I love that. And families love Storyworth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago.
So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, you can save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/dowrong. That's storyworth.com/dowrong to save $10 on your first purchase. Welcome back to Am I Doing It Wrong? I admitted to this when we did the laundry episode. I have no idea what any of the cycles mean on a washing machine. And the same with the dishwasher.
Yeah.
We just do the fast wash always.
Okay.
Should we be using different cycles for different things? Or is there one that you say just always use that one? What do you think?
Well, it's funny because dishwashers years ago used to have tons of cycles.
Right.
And you know, we're starting to see fewer and fewer cycles. Some of them are buried. So if you want one, you have to push two buttons in order to get it. It's not on the control panel anymore. It's not as obvious. But what's happened is, like, everybody used to just push the normal cycle.
Right.
Normal, regular, whatever. That has changed. So normal is more like a light wash now.
Okay.
And as we were talking a little bit about sensors in the dishwasher, and it senses how much soil is in there, that has become the go-to cycle as the normal cycle for a normally soiled load. Mm-hmm. So what that does is that gives you the best combination of the amount of water that it uses and the length of the cycle. So mm-hmm. it adjusts it up and down. So the auto cycle, smart wash, they're called by a bunch of different names.
Right.
Is the one that you really should be using most of the time.
Okay.
Are there any other hacks that you must tell us about dishwasher-wise?
People think you can throw the packets into the bottom of the dishwasher.
Oh.
And that is a big no-no. You should definitely put the packet in the dispenser.
Uh-huh.
Because those dispensers are timed to come out. They open up and they come out at the right time in the cycle. If you put your packet in the, just throw it in the bottom of the dishwasher, what happens is there's a pre-wash portion. So, which is maybe not hot water, could be cooler water, but it's designed to knock all the food off and everything else. So your packet's going to start dissolving in the pre-wash.
Right.
That drains before the main wash happens. So now you've got a dissolved packet in the pre-wash. Some of it's draining out. You fill up with the main wash and, you know, half of your packet could already be gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the door opens and the detergent comes out.
Right.
So if you don't put it in the dispenser, it's not going to really be as effective. So
okay.
That's, I would definitely, you always should put your packets, any detergent goes in the dispenser.
What I'm hearing is trust your dishwasher. Let her do her thing.
Yeah, exactly.
She knows what she's doing.
She wants to work. Let her work.
Rinse agent. Don't forget about, you know, people don't really realize what that is, but that's really important because we talked a little bit about drying. A rinse agent helps. That goes in the other dispenser.
Know what that is.
Yes.
And I never use that.
Yes, yeah. You should.
Okay.
You should. Especially because dishwashers now have different drying mechanisms. And we said sometimes they don't always work as well. What the rinse agent does, so it could be Cascade, it could be Jet Dry, one of those. It mixes with the water in the final rinse and helps everything sheet off the dishes. So it does drain off. It doesn't leave any residue, but it makes the water droplets run off the dishes. So you're less likely to see spotting and any residues left behind.
Yeah, see, it always seemed like one of those upgrades that like they were just trying to make you spend more on a product. But
no,
you're saying,
it's worth it. Especially now that, you know, with energy savings and dishwashers maybe not drying as well. That's if you're seeing that, I would definitely fill it up with a rinse aid.
Love that.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
Let's do it. Let's go to the bane of my existence.
Hand washing.
Yes.
I once commissioned and edited a beautiful piece about how this writer believes hand washing their dishes is meditative. And I've started to get to that place where I'm doing it so much where I think I just have Stockholm syndrome and I'm like, I like hand washing now. But the thing is, tell me about how to get, I'm starting off, where are my dishes? Are they in the sink? I'm ready to wash a bunch of dishes. Like, set the scene for me.
Okay.
Where should everything be?
I like my dishes on the counter. I don't like things in the sink because, and I mean, I do have a double sink at home, but I like to have just space to wash in something, put my dish down, rinse it over here, and then put it on a drain board.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I don't like the sink cluttered with stuff. So I leave everything on the counter. I do it in order of like glassware first, you know, so that way those are the less soiled kind of things. Then I move on to the flatware and the knives and the cutlery and things like that. Then the dishes and then the cookware. So that's kind of the order that I do it in.
Okay.
Some people fill up the sink. I wash in the biggest thing I have. So if I have a pot, like a stock pot or whatever, I fill that up with soap and detergent and water and wash in that and then rinse and move it along. Okay. So I use one of the biggest items that's in my mix of stuff that I have to wash as my basin. But you can use a regular plastic basin or whatever.
Okay.
And that way it gives me space in the sink. If you fill up the whole sink,
right?
Yeah.
Then it's like, where are you going to rinse?
Right.
You're rinsing in the water that you're washing in if you don't have a double sink. And then you're diluting all your cleaning efficacy on the cleaning products, your cleaning mix. So I would say, you know, put it in a pot or in a basin or whatever. So that way you keep your wash water clean and hot as possible.
I think cleanest to dirtiest makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I've also heard dangerous, then delicate, than everything else. You don't want to have like knives if you're going to do it in a bin or in your sink, just knives in there.
Sitting there.
And you don't want really delicate stuff, which would probably be like glassware.
Right, right.
Which is another way to
I mean,
do
some
it.
People may prefer to get the knives and the dangerous things out of the way first. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But, you know, be careful of when you, like I said, I wash in a basin or a pot. I don't load everything in, you know. I put things in a few at a time.
Right.
Because they're going to hit each other in there, you know, yeah. So you don't want to risk breaking any glassware or anything else like that. Mm-hmm. So do a few things at a time, rinse it. So now I have a spot to rinse that's not diluting my wash water, which is what you don't want.
Right.
And then I don't keep, you don't definitely don't keep the water running. That's really using a lot of water. Okay. So just turn it on to rinse as you need and then put the items on the next side on mm-hmm. your drain board. If you use a dish rack, fine, put them in that. And let them drain.
Okay. So I love this. She's keeping eco-consciousness in mind, but yeah. also germs and everything else. Like, right.
This is, yeah. We want to clean.
Yeah.
Sit down, Eric Adams. Carolyn's cleaning up these streets.
and I want your dish soap and water mixture to stay as hot and effective as long as possible.
Right.
Okay. You know, and then depending on how many dishes you have to do, you might have to empty it out as it cools off and gets too dirty. You want to make sure that, you know, you're washing in clean, hot water.
So this is a question I had. Do we want it hot, or is warm okay? I mean, when you're cleaning, I see people use gloves, and they often say, I use gloves because actually I mm-hmm. want the water
That's
scalding
me.
Hot.
I need the water
so
as hot.
So we want it hot, as hot or
you
better.
You do. I mean, you know, it's at your faucet. It's not like the dishwasher. The dishwasher is boosting your temperature.
Yes.
So the dishwasher is taking your 120 degree water that comes in from your water heater and bumping up the temperature. Mm-hmm. You don't want your faucet giving you water that's going to scald you.
Yes.
You know, so it's got to be safe to use for other things, washing your hands and everything.
Right.
But you should make it as hot as you can stand it.
Okay.
And that's why I always wear gloves. Always
it feels
gloves.
Right.
It does.
I have to ask, what if you are on a deserted island and you could have two detergents, two dish soaps, and one
good.
Was, I really need to know because I want to go out and buy this.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry to all the other brands. But okay, one quote unquote cheap one. That, you know, you can get anywhere and it's surprisingly effective and great. And then one fancy one for when I'm feeling like the Mariah Carey of dishwashers.
I mean, you want me to give you brands?
Yeah,
that I like?
let's have some brands.
One of each.
And then we're going to hit them up
I'm
to
so
sponsor
thirsty
the show.
For this.
Well, let me see. There are two. I really have three, to be honest.
That's
with
fine.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, three. Like high-end ones that we've tested recently that
okay.
we really like.
Give us
one. What, is Courtney Cox's Home Court.
Okay.
Wow.
Very good. Very good. The Caldrea dish liquids are really good. And there's one that's a newer brand called Levant Collective that I'm using at home
oh
right now.
God,
which
is
and it's so pretty.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. It comes with a refill. And
okay.
you could actually, you know, it comes in a glass bottle that's kind of like a ceramic glass and it looks like almost like a hand lotion. You could leave it out on your sink if that was for you. So
okay.
really, you know, we're seeing a lot of brands coming into that space. So that's really a space that's
okay.
really a trendy in dish.
Well, what about one basic one that you love that's like $3 or $4 that you see at the grocery store and you're like, this actually works?
You know, I don't think Dawn is all that expensive, to be honest
mm-hmm.
with you. But it's Dawn is the best grease cutter when it comes to, you know, that's
I think
kind
it
of
is
the
too.
Standard.
I use it on, you know, grease stains on my clothes
yes,
sometimes.
And that's, yeah. that's a great thing you can do with dish soap is you can use it for other things besides washing your dishes.
So right. Dawn, I see you.
Dawn definitely is a good one. Let me think. Palmolive is good.
Okay.
Palmolive is good. They came out with a gel last year that you refill the bottle. You add the water, shake it
nice.
Up. Very cool.
That's smart.
Very cool. So, okay. You know, we're seeing a lot in the sustainability and the packaging
As
space.
As we should,
so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of sponge should we be using?
Before we go there, I'm gonna put you on the spot, Raj. How often are you throwing out your sponge?
This is such a nerve-wracking. This is so, because it's a reflection of your entire hygiene.
Like, I feel like I know.
Is Raj clean? Okay. I think sponges are so gross as it is, so I should be replacing them more often. But I replace it once a week.
Oh, see, I think I do too. Once every 2 weeks.
Once every
I'm
2 weeks
than
is
you
really
are.
So you're good.
But I wash a lot of dishes, and it's just I wish they would. I could have something better than a sponge, you know? Once a week. Okay. So
I do every 2 weeks. What do you think we should be doing?
No, 2 weeks is good.
Okay.
Or, you know, just keep an eye on it. I mean, if it starts to smell, if it starts to break down, you know, then it's time to get rid of it.
Right.
You can soak it in just 3 tablespoons of bleach in a quart of water. 5 minutes.
I wash my sponge.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, if you're doing that, it's going to last a lot longer.
Okay.
And that, we did a test up in Good Housekeeping in our cleaning lab on different methods for cleaning sponges, which were the most effective. So the bleach, the 5 minute bleach soak was the most effective at killing all the germs.
I love that.
Then we put it in the microwave.
Microwave
is good. Yes.
Right.
If you put it in the microwave, you have to make sure it's very wet.
Right.
You don't want your sponge to catch fire in the microwave. So make sure it's very wet. And that was very good too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put it in the dishwasher. And the top rack And that did a good job as long as we had the drying cycle on.
Okay.
So if you skip the drying cycle, you know, it's going to freshen it, but it's not really going to kill as many germs. So then we did it in the washing machine, and that really wasn't,
didn't do anything.
It wasn't that great.
Interesting.
So just take a little bowl, put in or a measuring cup or whatever you have, 1/4 water, 3 tablespoons of chlorine bleach, put your sponge in, 5 minutes, turn it around, squeeze it out, and you're good to go. So you freshened it.
Smart.
Yep, you freshened it, and you could get some extra uses out of it.
That's so great because I definitely buy sponges all the time. Or like we go to
Costco. I'm a sponge person
too.
But I like them. I you know, I'm not a fan of people love dish wands. I'm not a fan of that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I just find them awkward and hard to get into
too.
Certain things,
yeah.
And you know they don't fit into everything that I have. Mm-hmm. So I'm a sponge person.
What about pots and pans that are super super? Like stuck on stuff
yes.
to them. How do we take care of that? Because sometimes a sponge just doesn't do it.
It doesn't do it.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Especially if you've let it sit or if something burned on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to give you a tip that my mother did.
Oh.
So this is something I've been doing for years. You fill the pot with water, especially if there's like something burnt dry on it
yeah.
and there's food stuck. Fill the pot with water, put some dish soap in it, mm-hmm. put it back on the cooktop,
oh,
on
yeah.
the stove, and simmer it.
Okay.
And turn it on and let it bubble. And then, you know, every once in a while, go in with a little spatula or a scraper. And eventually, you know, you'll get all the stuck on stuff off. Then you'll have to clean the pot, but a lot less scrubbing.
Oh, so it's very smart.
Yeah. So let it cook. Put it back on. Don't let it boil dry again.
Yeah.
Right.
But it softens everything where you can get it off. And then you can, you know, clean it with a scrub sponge or, mm-hmm. you know, a little cleanser. Stainless steel cleaner, whatever.
I do this with my cast iron, not soap, of course, because everyone who uses cast iron knows. But
you
I
can
do this with
use soap on.
Oh my God, this is so controversial. Do not open this box. This is going to cause some problems at home. Yeah. Okay. Oh.
A little bit.
Right, I
to,
use
like,
salt.
Soak it. I
okay.
wouldn't soak. Salt is another one. Yeah.
Okay. But
yeah.
I put it back on the stove, get
yeah.
the little pieces off. I think people, that's like lesser known that you can heat stuff up again to get things off.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
No,
and my
smart.
Mother did that. And that's something I've been doing and passing down for years. And it's genius. It
yeah.
works great.
I already told you that I'm starting to, you know, it's becoming kind of a vibe for me. I'm enjoying the dishwashing. But is it, for those who are not there yet, any tips on making it less tedious? Just the hand washing experience, because I think a lot of people see it as a slog.
Such drudgery.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
But sometimes that's the thing that it's mindless.
Yeah.
So
yes.
you can use the time to think about things or listen to something, you know, mm-hmm. listen to a podcast, listen to mm-hmm. music, you know, do something that you wouldn't normally do, you know, while you just can wash the
yeah,
dishes
you don't have
and
to
have
use
to think
your
about
brain.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of think about things or, you know, chat with somebody or, you know, just
yeah.
kind of make it a little bit more enjoyable.
Call your mom.
Listen
back
to music. Talk to
yeah.
someone. Yeah. Call. You could do that. You know, put her on speakerphone or whatever and mm-hmm. and talk to her and talk to somebody, chat with someone. With a
I
friend.
Like the idea of like, you know, using it as an opportunity to not think for a few minutes.
That
I
too.
Think that's what I enjoy.
We're always thinking. We're always so plugged in.
Yeah.
And just to like zone out a little bit.
And unless you're like, you know, have to pay really close attention to what you're scrubbing, you know,
right.
most of it is just mindless washing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Is there any reason to hand dry versus air dry, like in terms mm-hmm. of cleanliness or in terms of germs or anything like that? Or is that just a personal
question.
Preference?
I think it's personal. I mean, you know, provided you want to use a clean cloth, obviously.
Right.
You don't want to use a cloth that's been used for everything. And we keep a separate cloth for drying our hands and one for drying the dishes.
Yeah. Mm.
So I've got two cloths going all the time. One
Smart.
Is a hand cloth, one is a dish cloth. And we change them out, you know, frequently. Air drying, again, you can even get spots. It's not only the dishwasher that leaves spots.
Mm-hmm.
You can get spots from hard water if you have I live in New Jersey, we have super hard water.
Right.
So, you know, just air drying dishes can cause spotting, which is why I like to, especially my glasses,
mm-hmm.
I just like to dry them right away and get those spots off. And it helps me put them away too, you know, instead of leaving them out there. Again, a dish rack full of
yeah.
air drying dishes is kind of makes the kitchen look a little cluttered to me.
Yeah.
I have one last quick wild card question.
That's cool.
Because I've argued with people about this. Some people say they feel that their dishes are cleaner when they hand wash them. And then some people say, I feel like they're cleaner when they come out of the dishwasher. I feel like nothing I can do can make them as clean as a dishwasher.
Right.
Which would you say is cleaner? Dishes that are hand washed or
I would
dishwashed.
Say the dishwasher.
Right, because it gets really hot. Yeah. I win.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I love winning.
And you're not touching them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, now keep in mind, even when you run a sanitizing cycle, you open up the dishwasher. The dishes in there are sanitized.
Your grubby fingers are touching them.
Yeah. You go to take them out and put them away. They're not sanitized anymore. So, you know, this, it only goes so far.
That's a good point. You probably want to have clean hands when you're putting your dishes away. Yeah. And I don't think most people think of that.
Yeah.
Like, give your hands a rinse.
Right.
Before you put your dishes away.
Yeah. Right.
We learned so much.
I love this.
I'm so glad.
Thank you for coming on.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Good. I feel like we could keep talking forever, right?
Well, yeah, we might have you back to talk about other cleaning stuff at some point.
No, we're going to cover every part of the house.
Yeah. Font of knowledge, but thank you so much.
Oh, my
so
pleasure.
So helpful. Thank you so much.
It's great
much.
To be here. Thank it. You.
It's time for Better in 5. These are your top 5 takeaways from this episode.
Number 1. Noah, the verdict is in. You do not need to pre-rinse before loading your dishwasher. It is a heinous waste of water.
Number 2, here's a few tips for loading your dishwasher. Glasses go against the tines, not over them. Butter knives go down. Spoons alternate up and down. Forks go up. And leave out the wooden items and expensive knives.
Number 3, I'm going to be the eco-conscious warrior again. Fill up a pot or a bin to hand wash your dishes so you're not leaving the tap running and wasting gallons of water.
Number 4, sponges can get funky. So clean them with a bleach solution or zap them in your microwave.
And number 5, doing the dishes can be tedious, but there are ways to make it less awful and a little more meditative. Use it as an opportunity to unplug your mind for a few minutes, call your mom back, or listen to a podcast you love. Hint, hint.
Okay, Raj, after all of that, have you been doing your dishes wrong?
So wrong. Iconically, epically wrong. Yeah, I think my main problem is that I am wasting a lot of water.
Right.
I'm wasting sponges. I'm just being like an enemy of the planet right now.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't realize. So I think I'm going to be a lot more intentional about dishwashing moving forward. What about you?
I definitely have been loading the dishwasher completely wrong when I do load it. I had no idea about the glasses going over the tines, about how the silverware goes. It just is overwhelming to me.
Yeah.
And it's not an area in my life that I really care about. But Carolyn gave us some really practical ways to do things better. And that's what I like. The sponges, too. I'm going to start microwaving my sponges.
It's so easy.
And less gross.
Yeah. I love to be less gross.
I try to be less gross. Until next time, as long as there are things to get wrong, we'll be here to help you do them better.
That's right. Love you guys.
Do you have something you think you're doing wrong? Email us at amidoingitwrong@huffpost.com and let us know.